Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetix. My name is Chioma Ochia, Mrs. I am a businesswoman and a housekeeper, and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechinye Somwike, the initiator of Rivetix.
Beloved people of River State, we are here. We have entered the celebration month, and I want to wish all of us an awesome Golden Jubilee celebration that both we and our children will live to remember. Welcome to another episode of Rivetix on Radio, our character building weekend show. In this episode, we shall be going in depth to remind ourselves of the landmark significance of the Jubilee celebration in River State. My recommended attitude to this Jubilee is for all Rivers people to believe in themselves and their God-given potentials for greatness. Step out in faith and declare your bold dream, your vision, or your goal, and start working towards it. Let the greatness in you be provoked to grow and mature as we cultivate our God-given capabilities. We all can go free from the circumstances of life that chain people to a life of mediocrity and self-sabotage. After 50 years, Rivers people can answer the call to greatness by unleashing the favor of God in our lives. We can begin to ascend to our great destiny. The essence of this episode, emphasizing on the spiritual implication of our Jubilee celebration, is to give the 50th Jubilee event its true meaning and significance. Jubilee represents freedom, release, restitution, liberty. All these imply that there has been a bondage. Jubilee also represents blessings. One such blessing of a Jubilee celebration is the release from bondage. Rivers people can be released from every form of bondage that has found its way to oppress our people, be it ignorance, disease, illiteracy, violence of any form, cultism, militancy, poverty, youth restiveness, immorality, laziness, drug abuse, etc. This Jubilee can release Rivers people from all vices and oppression and lead us through a clear path to our great destiny. We, the people of River State, have to claim it, and I declare that all these vices that River State has been known for has changed from today. Indeed, we have a new brand in our new River State, and that is the name we go by, which is Great. Our guest speaker today is the distinguished Mrs. Chioma Ochia, a member of the River State Golden Jubilee Celebrations Committee. She is a successful businesswoman, a dedicated wife, and a mother who has raised successful adult children. She is a great woman of God that takes the work of God very seriously. Her teaching will be based on the biblical instructions on the celebrations of Jubilee and the blessings that follow it. Please do not miss the important lessons of this episode. Our good Rivers people, always remember to let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families as we celebrate our Jubilee, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetix on Radio, and I am Chioma Ochia, your host for today. And I'll be speaking on Jubilee and how to reap the benefits of Jubilee. First of all, let me define Jubilee by the dictionary meaning of Jubilee. Jubilee means jubilation. In a very simple form, Jubilee is jubilation. But right here, I want to be concerned with the spiritual aspect of Jubilee. And that will take us to the book of Leviticus chapter 25 from verse 8 to 10. The above scripture describes to us that Jubilee is God's blessings to restore man to a place of rest. It is a time of restoration, and it is a time also to proclaim liberty throughout all the land. It is a time when men return to their possession. It is also a time for each one to return to his family. God actually ordained Jubilee not for one individual, but for everyone. God is emphatic about families. And that is actually what this program is all about. Reeve Ethics is about restoration of family. It's about proper instruction in marriage and bringing up our children with the right ethics. And incidentally, this season of Jubilee very much collaborates with what this program stands for. In the course of God being concerned with families in Jubilee, He relates though with individuals, but with the concept of families, for us to know how important families are in the heart of God. Jubilee also began from when God rested from the time of creation. In the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 2 brings that to light, that God rested after the sixth day. And I will want to dwell more on the keys to understanding Jubilee is all about. In that way, we can be able to draw from the benefits. I want to talk about the way the Bible actually gave the instruction on Jubilee. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, from verse 16 to 30, this scripture was written prophetically by a prophet called Isaiah. And he gave this prophecy 650 years prior to the time when Jesus showed up in the synagogue to speak on this particular topic. Jesus picked up on this scripture and he began to talk to the people that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news. He has appointed me, he has called me to heal the sick, to bring healing to those that are wounded, and to set the captives free, to proclaim liberty to the oppressed, and not only to the oppressed, but also to speak for the liberty of those that are in any form of captivity, be it whether imprisonment. But at the end of speaking by Jesus, he closed up the Bible and he went to sit down, and he declared before the people that this day, this scripture has been fulfilled in your eyes. And apart from that, in fact, before he made that statement, he said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. By making that statement, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, he was actually declaring the Jubilee. He was establishing Jubilee, because Jubilee is all about liberty. It's all about men living out the way God wants them to live. Jubilee is about restoration. But when Jesus made this statement, Jesus was actually implying to men and to our generation that our time has come for us to be restored. The season has come for every man that is brokenhearted to be healed, every man that is taken captive to be set free. And Jubilee comes every 50 years according to the Jewish tradition. They celebrate Jubilee after every 50 years. And that is why in this season, River State has seen it as very necessary to mark her 50th year on earth. Jubilee makes it very clear to us that Jubilee is quite different from the sabbatical years. Sabbatical years comes after every 7 years. But Jubilee is one celebration that comes after every 50 years. And this is what makes it very significant. Because in the course of Jubilee being celebrated after 50 years, God made it in such a way that man will be restored from everything that has troubled man, from every form of unrest. Jubilee is a time where man is restored, man enters into his rest. Well, we'll take a short break and we'll be back.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
You're sounding an alarm. You're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong. We've come this far. Why do you want to set the state on fire?
You think you are clever, cursing one another won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer. Think it over today.
So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Chioma Ochia, your host for today. We're actually speaking on Jubilee and how to reap the benefits of Jubilee. And in this particular segment of the program, I'm dwelling more on keys to understanding Jesus as our Jubilee. And like I spoke earlier on, I made us understand that Jesus, while on earth, showed up in the synagogue, took up the scroll, and he read from the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16 to 30, and he made it known to the people that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him to preach the good news to the poor, to speak liberty to the oppressed, and those that are in captivity to declare their freedom. And at the end of the day, when he finished, he said, this is to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the Bible and declared openly to the people that today this scripture has been fulfilled before your eyes. In essence, he was declaring a spiritual jubilee. Jesus, by that action, declared the spiritual jubilee. And I want to cite an instance that will make us understand clearly that Jubilee is a blessing. In Israel, from the 49th year before the 50th year, Israel begins to reap the benefits of Jubilee. They don't farm, they stop farming, but the harvest keeps going on its own. The Lord gives them such rest that nobody goes to the farm, but at this period of the year, running towards even 3 years after, they receive produce from their farms that they did not work for. These are benefits that come on the Jubilee. And this will make me cite an example from what our daddy, Dr. Steve Ogan, spoke about his experience in some nations like Malawi, Kenya, Uganda. He did mention that when he visited these countries in their 50th year of Jubilee, they had miraculous supplies. Oil was discovered from these nations. And this is exactly what obtained in Israel for 3 years, a year before the Jubilee, and after that, they don't farm, not they don't work, but their farm produces for them. They receive bountiful harvest. And I want to trust God that even as River State is celebrating 50, also marking this Jubilee season, that God is going to give us a supernatural supply, a miraculous supply in the name of Jesus. We trust that God does not have favorites, and what he has done with others, he will also do with us. So I want us to understand clearly this hour that the year of Jubilee, like I said earlier on, is different from every sabbatical year because it only occurred every 50 years. And all debts were cancelled when the Jubilee time came up. And also, everyone that is sold to slavery were set free. It became a new beginning for everyone. Just like we are here now, we're trusting God that River State will begin to enjoy a new beginning from this 50th year of her anniversary, being marking her rest. And I believe that Jesus proclaimed this acceptable year of the Lord for us as a spiritual jubilee. So I want you to understand this day that we are now living in a time when our sin debt to God has been cancelled. That's one of the major benefits that Jubilee brings. Jesus came to symbolize the fulfillment of what Jubilee stands for every one of us, especially in our generation. The physical benefits they enjoyed of their physical debts being cancelled, in our time, our spiritual debt of sin to God is cancelled, and all things that the devil stole from us is returned. These are part of the benefits. And also, our slavery to the devil has come to an end through the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to know that Jubilee, like I said earlier on, is for jubilation. It's a season for us to rejoice today because we're in the time of continuous Jubilee. It is not something that we will experience a break on and wait for another 50 years anymore. We're in a time of perpetual Jubilee as a result of what Jesus did for us. Let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
Una mamand, papa. Confesso. Una ide una pikin body so. Make una not just the sidon ruko. I don't burn am finish. Anything you like, make it do. If your girl picking lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When you come out to go marry, now you and mama, now ain't husband, then go the cost. If your picking begin smoke wee wee, you know no person way big pass am. So cost fully mount. You don't spoil and finish with that. Now him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil and fooling body. Put eye for the thing when your picking they do. Una hear?
Now take I come out where you're picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If he good do now your own, oh. If he bad now you make him so. Now take I come out where you're picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If he good do now your own, oh. If he bad now you make him so.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here.
A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Chioma Ochiha, your host for today. Well, I have been talking on Jubilee and the benefits of Jubilee, and we looked at some of the spiritual benefits of Jubilee as much as well as the physical benefits. Like, I emphasized more on the aspect of Jesus, you know, being our own Jubilee. I want us to know this day that when Jesus showed up in the temple and declared that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him to do so many things, that was our spiritual Jubilee that Jesus was actually declaring. And having declared that Jubilee, we're no longer indebted to God with our sin debt. We know that debt has been cancelled. That's what Jesus came to do. That sin debt trouble we had with God is cancelled. And we are no longer slaves to the devil, to be manipulated the way the devil wants. But today, we can walk in this liberty where Jesus has set us free. Well, the physical benefits are also there because it makes us understand clearly that our land begins to enjoy liberty. And apart from that, we have the right to return to our possessions and to return to our families. Family reunion is a time that makes for family reunion. Jubilee is something that God has designed from the very beginning. From Genesis chapter 2, from verse 2, it's very clear there that God rested after 6 days of work. So God wants each and every one of us to come to this rest. Our rest actually is resting in the Lord, being satisfied with what Jesus has done for us. And that can be a good platform for any one of us to start a victorious life. And I want us to know that the blessings of Jubilee will only accrue to us when we walk in disobedience. If we don't walk in disobedience, we cannot reap the benefits. The benefit of understanding that Jesus is our Jubilee, and in him we have full liberty. We have been fully liberated. We have been set free. We can enjoy all the benefits that God has provided for us through Jesus.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of RevEtics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the RevEtics family on Facebook or Twitter via at RevEtics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reveattics@gmail.com. The RevEtics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast by 12 noon to 12:30 in the afternoon on Sundays. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM, 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. and a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 11:30 to 12 in the afternoon. Until next week, with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.